Oh, buddies. It's a Ron Fez show. Mooch sending out a little birthday greetings to John Lennon. Happy B-Day. 68 years he would have been. Not for that fucking catcher in the Rye book. Thanks a lot. Also, Benicio's birthday today, Fezzy, 5 years old.
Oh my gosh, that was a quick five.
Well, you're closer and closer to your death. Every year that kid gets older, you gotta figure...
I don't mind him getting five. Yeah. I don't want me getting five so quickly.
I don't know what that means. All right, it's 866-RON-0-FEZ. 866-RON-0-FEZ. Mooch, gigantic Beatles fan who really doesn't know all the songs, we found out the other night. And then also dislikes quite a few of the songs. We also found out the other night. Oh, alcohol is a truth serum. It's a truth serum.
He didn't know I want to hold your hand.
He didn't want you to hold his hand.
Oh.
Is what he was worried about. You were about four sheets that night, though, huh?
Oh, just stinking drunk.
And you get drunk fast anymore. Is it the heart medicine?
I think it is. It's all the medication along with the diabetes.
Medication.
Yeah, I think I'm doing all right. Then a couple beers into it, I'm just comatose on a stool.
It's great, though, that you can get drunk for $4 now, like it was 1972. We'll get the Ichiban started. 866, Ron Zero Fez. One of the big stories, Fezzy, tomorrow night, Peter Cook, that's Chrissy Brinkley's ex, is going to be on with Bob Walters to say his side of the story. Why any of us need to hear anything about Barbara Walters and her up to that point, Chrissy Brinkley and her up to that point unknown boyfriend is surprising to me.
I'm going to be glad to hear his side of the story. I'm glad he's going on and doing this.
Staying in on a Friday night, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. For a change.
Tell Lily the bad news. Fez isn't coming to her parties.
I may be a little late. I want to see what's going on with Peter Cook. Finally, this uptown girl's going to get exposed. What is she doing to all these men? This is like her fourth husband. She must be doing something.
Well, he said this. They've already put out this part of it. That it's... She kept the house too nice. It was like one of those houses where you... You know, you couldn't actually drink chocolate milk in the living room. You know what I mean? You couldn't have any fun there. It's a no fun house. And she stopped paying attention. So he banged an 18-year-old assistant that he had. It's all her fault, really.
She must
maybe if he could have taken a sandwich in front of the big TV, he'd have been happy.
She must have done something to drive him to put $300,000 under a rock in the Hamptons for this girl.
Why wouldn't he keep his mouth shut and just let this thing blow over? You know what I mean? Like, he's not a famous person. He's not going to get anything out of this. Nothing's going his way. And besides, he also signed one of those things that you're not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's the one getting money, not her.
Right, yeah.
She's got to shell out a little bread to him.
I guess it's because he just looks like such a creep. Maybe he wants to just get out that, you know what, there was two creeps running around this house.
Yeah, but when you're in your 50s and you bang someone 18 years old, even though it's legal... People are going to think that you're a creep. You got to put up with it. It's just the same way of if you get caught smoking crack. Some people are going to think that it's creepy. So there's nothing you can do about it. Here is Mike. Mike, you're on Ron Fez.
Hey, you buddies.
Yeah.
I got the Ichiban for you, Ronnie.
I want to hear the Ichiban. Yeah.
The economy is in the toilet. I was at Walt Disney World in Great Orlando, and it was wall-to-wall people at over $100 a head.
Well, this time of year, October at Disney World is local time. So that's when all the Florida people show up because the weather gets a little nicer. The Yankee kids are back in school. And, you know, people are really, really, the local people are happy to take advantage.
The temperature gets down in the mid-90s, finally.
I'm going to send you into the big-ass prize closet there, my friend Mike. Here is, let me head on over here to Steve. Steve, you're on the Ron Fez Show.
Hey, buddies.
Yeah.